The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Some years back, I had a very revealing conversation with a pastor. This good man, who believes and preaches the Bible to be the truth, had served as a school board member in his community for many years. Finally, he lost an election by one vote. I wonder how many good Christian people wish they'd gone to the polls to vote in that election, instead of doing something they thought was more important. They counted on others to protect their children by re-electing him. Others counted on them. Every election in America sees three-fourths of the people who say they are committed to the Bible not show up at the polls to vote. Evangelicals could easily elect biblically thinking people if they would vote for the biblical values they say they believe. They could even elect a third-party candidate if they would register to vote and vote for biblical values. The people of God who do not vote are responsible for the devastating slide of our nation toward dictatorship. James A. Garfield, our 20th president, warned us in 1876, "If the next 100 years does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the morality of the nation," in other words, the church, "do not aid in controlling the political forces." Saturday, March 5th, is the Republican caucus in Kentucky. This will be the only chance people who are registered Republican will have to help decide who will be the Republican candidate for president. And who is the best candidate among the Republicans? Well, each is entitled to their own opinion. But because many have asked me, I'm going to share with you my analysis of the candidates. The biblical standard for government servants is that they be, quote, "able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness." Donald Trump, the front runner, fails on several counts, I think. One is able men. He's had no government experience at a lower level. Therefore, we can't know what he will actually do in government. Talk is cheap. In my opinion, a voting record is the only sure way to tell what someone will do in office. Likewise, he fails the test, men of truth. In my book, anyone who will take money from people through casinos is dishonest. Mr. Trump has taken millions from people this way. To turn to Dr. Ben Carson, I have great respect for his character. I think he fulfills the qualifications except the part of able men that requires a government voting record. In my opinion, it is too much of a risk to vote for him to enter the highest office in the land without experience, especially when there is one we can vote for who has that record. Then there's Senator Mark Rubio. He has a record. In my opinion, though, he's not the best candidate because of compromise in his record. Then there's Governor John Kasich. But I'm unimpressed with him because of his lack of bold stands on issues. That leaves only Senator Ted Cruz. He has an excellent record both in his government service in Texas and in the U.S. Senate. His record shows he is likely to protect our Constitution as our founders intended it to be. I'm not saying he's a perfect man, but I think no one is really close to him insofar as us being able to predict what he will do in government. That's my opinion, for what it's worth to you. But whoever is your choice, be sure you go vote Saturday, March 6th, if you live in Kentucky. Our children cry out to us as David did, "Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" Is voting more important to you than UK's basketball game Saturday? Are you a part of the solution or a part of the problem? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.